No, it's no big deal to make a bonfire, right? You just put the wicks in a foil dish and set fire to them and they burn out in no time.
Started at the Hotel Way, North West London, Monday, 6th December, 2nd of Teves, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Al Hanisim. This week's Torah is sponsored by Vaidichka, Lichud Simchas and Nisuin, of Mordechai Rand and Mindy Roth. Take place tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Yehirot, and Shivnu Bias, Nemo, and Yisrael, the Shem, and Ishilo.
Amen.
Afraid of the time, huh? And good to be back. It's been deep for a while. I'll just mention, if I can, behemshich to a beautiful couple minutes that I have to rhyme from Raganki about the Shem of the Wicks. The truth is, it's also in Yonah Diyema because, like mentioned, I mean, the time to burn it would possibly be Zeus Hanukkah because after you finish the veneers. Rabbi mentioned you make it tonight, then it solves all the problems. But the truth is, there's still a Teres Kenyan. Did you mention that? I'll just share very briefly that there's a. The way the sugya starts is there's a stira. There's a din in the Shiltas that says that you have to. The leftover of oil you have to burn, Madura. And then there's the din of the Rif, that when the Gemara says that. Mishatishka Chama Chitich Larezim Mashuk. So the Gemara says that means Eloi Adi Madin Kula Shura. That's the amount of, Rashi learns that's the amount of oil you have to place. The Rif says that means after the time you have to benefit from the oil. So we have this stira. And the problem is that, the Ran learns that the Rif and the Shiltas are arguing. But the Rosh, the Tor, many of the Rishonim, and similarly in Shulchan Aruch, quotes both halachas, both the Din of Shiltas that you burn the left of the wicks, and the Din of the Rif that after the time you're allowed to benefit from the oil. So what you mentioned is the Bach is Mataritz, that if you make it tonight, if you make a condition, then it solves the problem. But there is a Talmud of the Bach, actually, the Teres Kedim, printed on Shulchan Aruch, and he explains the Shiltas differently. He says, just an interesting Nekuda, he says that the reason you have to burn it is nothing to do with Muktzeh Mitzvah. Nothing to do with Muktzeh Mitzvah. Because we hold it's not Muktzeh Mitzvah. Like the Rif says, that after the Zman you're allowed to be an Emet. It wasn't set aside for the Mitzvah. So what's the reason the Shiltas holds you have to burn it? He says it's like Yisra Kodesh. It has a certain Kedusha. The Chanukah, the menorah that we light is a Hemshah of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Like we know that that your nearest will never be never end. And since it's a Hemshah of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore they gave it a certain Kedusha, like Hekdash, like the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you have to burn it. And as a result, he says a tremendous Nachmina La'alocha. He says that according to his Shitta, you're allowed to benefit when you burn it, according to his Shitta. You're allowed to benefit when you burn it because the Issa isn't Muktzeh L'mitzvah. It's not an Issa no. Rather, it's a mitzvah to destroy it in a way of Sreifa, to give it its respect. But the Nafkamina is that even if you make it Tanai, and then according to all Shittas, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not Muktzeh L'mitzvah because it's after the half an hour. It's after the half an hour, so it's not Muktzeh L'mitzvah. According to the Bach, you made it Tanai, so it's also not Muktzeh L'mitzvah. And true, you'd be able to benefit from it. However, you'd still have to burn it according to the Teres Kedim. Okay. Today's the last day of Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, and although it's written in the Sforim, Hagdoshim, that Zois Chanukah has all the intensity of Chanukah, it's the eight candles, etc., etc., but in a practical way, I think a little bit we don't feel it. Because we finished the last night of candles, like you said, he's already burned the wicks. So then today becomes like a Seyda Yoyim, it's a regular day, it's almost a regular day, so we don't feel it so strong. But at least in Halacha, in the Tikkun Chazal, the element where we do feel it, is that we still do Halal today, obviously, and we're still mentioning Bala Nissim. So I thought it would be appropriate on the Zeus Hanukkah to discuss something which is still Nagei Lemaisa, still relevant, it still is Bala Nissim. A particular element of Bala Nissim. But I'll just begin with pointing out that the Gemara says, "My Chanukah, what's Chanukah?" and says the story that Lohei Lahad Yomechot, and it lasted 8 days. The Kovum and the Kaveit as the Yom Tov Halal Uvoido. So the Kfiyas Achag, what the Gemara mentions, it doesn't even mention in the Gemara at that point the Hadlokas and Eris. It mentions the Kfiyas Achag Bahalal to say Halal every day. Uvoido, and Rashi teaches that means Valenisim Voido. Rashi explains, they didn't make the Yom Tov like a regular Yom Tov where you don't do Melacha. The last day of Pesach, the last day of Sukkot, we feel it because you don't do Melacha. Today, they didn't make Chanukah with the Issa of Melacha. So what's the Kviyas HaChag? That we praise the Eibishter of Ananissim in the Bracha of Moedim. In the Bracha of Moedim, when we thank the Eibishter every day, we add to, we thank him for Ananissim, and that's the Ikka Kviyas HaChag. So that we continue with today, and that's what I want to discuss. And the Tekon of Chazal was to mention Ananissim in davening, and assuming most people over here have davened already Shacharis, so then you have one more we have one more chant for Mincha. We want to mention Ananissim. But however, some people will be saying Ananissim more than once, and why is that? In benching, yeah. So emphasis benching isn't so poshut that the chiyuv to mention Ananissim for benching. In my sense, poshut. But in the Gemara, it's just the Gemara said. So shortly after the week of my Hanukkah, the Gemara asks the Yeshiva the Shaila, Ma'ala Hazkir, Bebirchas Amosin, does one mention Hanukkah on an Issim in benching? And the Gemara brings a cloakus, but the bottom line is the Gemara says it in that Omar Rav Stoyer, Omar Rav Huna, that Ein Hazkir, you don't have to mention Al Anissim in benching. The Imbal Hazkir, if you want to, the Master Vaidor, you mention it in the Brocha of Vaidor. Which in the brachos of benching, in the Gemara, so discuss brachos of benching. There's no bracha that's called Eidol. The second bracha is called Birchas Aret, the bracha that we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. But to the mice, we start with Noida Lechos. Rashi says Eidol, Birchas Eidol. In Bala Haskim, Haskim Eidol. Eidol means Birchas Aret. The second bracha we also call Eidol. Okay, because we begin Noida Lechos. We thank Hashem. Thanking Hashem, so we thank Hashem also for the Nissim. So the Gemara seems to pasken that there's no chiyuv to mention it in benching. It's only Rishos. Ain't a maskir, you don't have to mention it. In Bala Haskir, if you want to, maskir by dog. The Gemara finishes off with a story where one of the Maroim came to visit Rabbah's house and he wanted to say Hanukkah in Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. Like where we mentioned Ritzei, like where we mentioned Yad Yovai, like where we mentioned Shabbos or Shchodesh, we mentioned it in the third Brocha, just before Vene, Bein Yerushalayim. So he also wanted to mention it Bein Yerushalayim. And then Rosh Hashanah told him, or Rabbah told him, we saw he's over there. That Ketvila, Ma Tvila Vaidor, Af Bechnoz Vaidor. Just as in Tvila you do it by Moedim, not in the regular place in Bechnoz Vaidor. Also Bechnoz Vaidor, you do it in Noedim. But that's the story of the Gemara. And the story when you read the Gemara, Pashto seems to imply that mentioning and benching is only Rishus. And it's interesting because nobody here, I mean, we all mention it and benching. It says in the city you've got to mention it, right? And nobody ever looked at it as a Rishus. To mention. So the emphasis, even in the poesy already becomes a little unclear. In the Rambam, when he mentions this, it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't mention it in Hilchas Hanukkah, but he mentions it in Hilchas Brochus, in Brichas Mosen, and he mentions that one says Valanissim in benching, and he doesn't mention the Gemara that it's in Bor, that it's Rishus. Yeah, Mayrib is Rishus, right? The Rambam mentioned Mayrib Rishus. Over here it's not mentioned it's Rishus, and it's a little bit unclear. The Maskonas of Gemara seems to be that it's Rishus. The Rambam says it as, seems to say it as Choyvo. Just briefly, the Lechem Mishnah explains that the Hesper is that the Yerushalmi holds that it's Choyva. Not only it's Choyva, if you miss out Bala Nissim, according to Yerushalmi, you have to go over benching. So the Rambam doesn't pass like that, because the Bavli holds you don't have to go over benching. So you wouldn't go over the Brochas. So the Choyva is Bavli Yerushalmi, so you pass like the Bavli. But when it comes to mentioning it, the Gemara said you're allowed to. The Gemara said in Bola Haskim Maske, if you want to, you can. And the Yerushalmi holds a Chiyuv. So the Rambam will, so we do like the Yerushalmi. That's the way the Lechem Mishnah explains the Rambam. The emphasis in Shulchan Aruch comes to Shulchan Aruch also. It's in Simtof and Shvei Beis. Over here it's not mentioned in Hilchas Brachos Mazon, but it's mentioned in Hilchas Hanukkah. Also, a straightforward halacha that you have to mention Malanissim. The implication is you have to mention Malanissim in benching. And again, it has to be understood why the Shulchan Aruch is passing me that way. The truth is, the Mogen of Rome, in two places, quotes the Gemara and says it's only Rishos, and he has two nafkaminas for the halacha from the fact that it's only Rishos. One of them is, he says that on Shabbos, this past Shabbos, if you missed that Ritzei, you'd have to bench again, right? Shabbos, you missed that Ritzei, you have to bench again. Would you put him out and miss him the second time? So the Mogen of Rome says no. Edomans, you don't put it in a second time. Why? He says because you don't have to mention him a Klal the first time. So if you did, you don't have to mention him the second time. The Mogen of Rome has to be understood, because you don't have to mention him the first time, but we did. But you did. So why the second time should it be different? But the Maisa, that's what the Mogen Rambam says, the Mogen Rambam clearly seems to learn that La Locha we take on like the Pashas HaGemara and not like the Pashas Loshan HaMechama. So that's been the gate of Brichas HaMazon. The bottom line is, the Maisa Brichas HaMazon, it's printed in the Siddur and we say it. But what I want to discuss, I said this at Gomer because it will be important in a moment, but I want to discuss primarily in the next 20 minutes is if you're not going to, if you're going to forget in Mincha, astronomy. Nobody should forget, yeah. And if you're not going to be watching today, so then you won't be mentioning Al-Nisim anymore. And the question is, why not? Why not? Why don't we mention Al-Nisim in Al-Amichio? And it's a well-known discussion, and I'd be surprised if it hasn't been discussed before in Teruah. I hope, huh?
Not this year.
Not this year, Baruch Hashem, yeah. But so I was going to say, I hope it wasn't yesterday. But Alpha Bekena, I'll repeat it, and Ein Beis HaMedrash Lo Chiddush, each person says it with their own twists. I'll try to add my own twist as well to the discussion. In the Siddur there's no mention of Chanukah and Purim mentioned in Al HaMichyo. And it's a Din in Shulchan Aruch in Tzimur Reish Ches, which discusses the Dinim of Al HaMichyo. So in Tzimur Reish Ches at the base, it says that we're Mazkir Mein Amura Mein Shalosh. Al HaMichyo, Mein Shalosh, the short version of benching that we make for the Shivas HaMinim. So we're Mazkir Mein Amura, so on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or on Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned the Mein Amura, which also this isn't so poshut. But the Maram Kremis, the Baragoyla gives the Maram Kremis. So he writes that it's just an interesting. The first Maramakum is the Tosis Shem Mamoni. It's Tosis in the name of Mamoni, the name of the Rambam. Tosis only in three places in Shas. We have that Tosis quotes the Rambam. So this is one of those three places. Yet in the Brachas Daf Dalet, Tosis quotes the Rambam, and your Maaskim Ein Amura. The Gemara doesn't say so. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says in Brachas the Nusach of Al HaMichyo, but it doesn't mention that you insert Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov. But Tosis says you do, and similarly other Rishonim, the Rosh Menyena, the Rishonim say that you insert Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's how we pass it. Avaloi Chanukah Purim. But you don't mention, says the Mechaber, we don't mention on Chanukah Purim in Al HaMichyo. And the question is, why not? Loma Nigara, why is it worse? We mentioned it in benching, but listen, why wasn't it put into the Me'ein Sholosh? And so there's a number of answers. There's a number of answers, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the Bi'ur Groh that says that it's based on the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says in Bolah Haskim Ein Maskim. You don't have to mention it in benching before. In Bolah Haskim Maskim. If you want to, you can. So it's a minuk. It's not a chiyuv. It's a minuk. The fact that we mention it in benching, it's Rishus. It's a minuk. In the Groh's words, it's a minuk. So the minuk is doing benching. There's no minuk doing Me'ein Sholosh. Why? You don't have to ask me why we don't do it. There's no. You have to ask me why we do it. The answer is because we know you can do it. We put it in. You don't have to. You decide to. So I think just in a practical way, it makes a lot of sense that if the Gemara says you can put it in, we don't have to. So Bemela, all right, we want to. We want to mention. We want to thank Hashem for the nisim, right? What else are you going to do? Is Hanukkah. We want another opportunity to say about the nisim. So we want to thank Hashem for the nisim. So we put it in. So we use the nusach of Tefillah and we put it into Berachas HaMazon. But in Al HaMichyo, I mean, somebody's going to have to sort of shorten it, right? Somebody's going to have to make a nusach to mention, to put it in. So if there's no chiyuv, then nobody was betaken a nusach, so we don't mention it. So mainly that's what the Groh seems to explain. It's a practical thing, we don't put it in. I think the Levush has another hesba, the Posh Hesbarium, another hesba. I believe it's from the Ram Rottenberg, that the Gemara says, Eina mask, you don't have to. Then Bona ask you mask about. If you do, you mention it when you're by her door. What's her door? No, you don't. You're already thanking Hashem for the Nisim. So mainly you throw in also thank Hashem for Bala Nisim, for the Nisim that he did the Beyond Mahim as well as it. So but in Al HaMichyo, when the Gemara mentions the short Nusach, the bridge version of Brit Samazan, Mein Sholosh, the short Nusach, there is no Noidalcha. The second bracha doesn't begin with Noidalcha. It doesn't begin with Noidalcha. The second bracha is thanking Hashem for Al Aretz. And it begins Al HaMichyo Al HaKalo. Well, Eretz Chem Dotoy V'Rechava. We Baruch Atah Hashem. We bench you. We don't say no, we don't say thank you. So if we don't say thank you, so there's no way to put it in. It's like a technical thing. In Bola Haskell, if you want to put it into benching, when you're mentioning no, when you're praising Hashem, you can praise him for the nisim as well. But in Al HaMichyo, we're not praising Hashem, so maybe it doesn't fall in by mistake. At the end.
No, that's selfish, right? Why isn't Noida Lacho and Mein Sholosh? If Mein Sholosh is supposed to be a representation of those three.
Because not every. I believe that by the end of the year it'll be clearer. I think everything will fall into place clearer. But in short, the answer would be that not every detail in the Sholosh Brochus are put into the Mein Sholosh, otherwise it wouldn't be Mein, it would be looking exactly the same. Okay. It's only the crucial details. So Noida Lacho evidently isn't crucial, so therefore it's not there. When you're thanking Hashem, benching is there, we've added also Noidelcho, and therefore, while we're thanking Hashem, we also put in Malanism. Okay, so those are perhaps two of the classic Terutzim, and according to the Poshta Terutzim, which essentially are saying it's not there because it doesn't need to be there. But there is another Teret, which that's why, probably because of this other Teret, is why it's been mentioned before. There's a beautiful Teret, which is well known, And you know about this teret, I think it's when I remember hearing it the first time, I thought it's too good to be true and it's too good to be wrong. Yeah, and it's a well-known teret, and I'll share it. It's very beautiful. And that's what I'd like to discuss, time and area. The teret is commonly attributed to Reb Chaim Brisker. It's clear Reb Chaim Brisker said this teret. It's not that we don't have it b'ksunim from him, but it's said b'shmoy, and therefore it's said in different ways, in different, with different twists, because it's said b'shmoy. Those I've already pointed out, so that you can find things easier than once upon a time, that it's already, the teret has already been... predates Reb Chaim Brisker. There's others who said it. The first sefer that I'm tied to is a sefer called Minchas Oni, that already says this teretz. Something called Sinai sefer. It's a good teretz, and therefore a number of people thought of this teretz with slightly different twists. And essentially, they say that this. Behechtim another question. That seemingly, when we mention Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov or Shabbos in Adam Ifyo, we mention it in the wrong place. Because in benching, where do we mention the Haskara, the main Amora? When you mention Shabbos or Yom Tov, where do we mention it in benching? So in the third bracha, yeah, in the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, between Rachim and Uvnei, yeah. Really, towards the end of this bracha, really Rachim and Uvnei is really one long paragraph, right? Yeah. It's not really two paragraphs. It looks like two paragraphs because there's a gap in the siddur because they put the ratzei over there. But it's towards the end of that bracha, before Vene. It's in the middle of the Birchas Haaretz. Of Bnei Yerushalayim. Middle of the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, we mention Shabbos and Yom Tov before Vene. When it comes to Alam Ichyot, where do we mention it? Alam Ichyot is a short version of the main Shalosh, a short version of the three brachas. So first Alam Ichyot, Alach Kolah, that's Azon, the stacking of Shem for the food. Then an Eretz Chem Tov Rechavish of Tzitzat Hanav Seinu, Lechem Pirim Tzvim Tuvah. That's the second bracha, thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And then Vnei Yerushalayim, then Rachim Hashem Kinnan Yisrael Mecha, Yerushalayim Yerecha, Vatsim Yishan Gedecha, etc. Vnei Yerushalayim. And then Vnei Yerushalayim 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 Bring us to Yerushalayim. And then we say afterwards the fourth bracha, benching is a Tovah Meitiv, so also the end of Alam Ichyot was asserted, Ki Atah Hashem Tovah Meitiv Lekoil, we have the bracha of Tovah Meitiv at the end. Where do we put Ritzei Vachetzei Nivim Shabbos there? Or mention Rosh Chodesh, or mention Yom Tov, either with Zachreinu or with Samcheinu. I don't have time to discuss that, but where we mention it? After Bnei, at the end, right? Before Kiyat Hashem Tov Meitiv Lekoil. So it seems to be in the wrong place. L'chora, it should be in the middle of Bnei Yerushalayim, before the words of Bnei Yerushalayim. And the truth is, the Pashta Teretz, and this is written by a sefer Shara Koilel from Rom David Lavut, and he writes that the question isn't the question, and because when you mention Ritzei, or you mention Aliyah, or you mention anything, any Azkara, any addition that we put into davening or benching, we always put it before the end of the bracha, right before the end of the bracha. In other words, the last detail of the bracha, before the Baruch Hashem, has to be Me'ein Achsima. There's a rule you have to say Me'ein Achsima, Sama Achsima. Before the Chasima, before Baruch Hashem, Boyin Barachim or Yerushalayim, we have to say over near Yerushalayim. So that's called Me'ein Achsima. You have to mention the Toichim, the content of the Chasima, just before it. But right before that Me'ein Achsima, you put, that's Korah. So each bracha, you do it right before the end. So therefore, Alam Ichyot, which is all one bracha, also we do it when we finish all the details of the bracha, right before the end. Okay, Kiyat Torah Meitiv Lakoyah, Torah Meitiv was also instituted as an addition later. And Noitul Chol Aroros Vel Michyot is a Me'ein Achsima, but right before the end, you put the addition. So really, he says that the whole question is not a question. The reason it's a different place is because always you put the Askara Me'ein Amura right before the end of the Bracha. However, and many Achronim ask this question that seems to be in the wrong place. You know, he says it in different words. He says the whole question is like a mistake. You think the Uvnei Yerushalayim in Alam Ichyot is the same as Uvnei Yerushalayim as in benching. It's not. The Vnei Yerushalayim in Alam Ichyot is the nusach of the Bracha Revius. The Vnei Yerushalayim in benching is not part of the Bracha. It's the main Achsima, some Achsima. So you're asking, should it be before Vnei or after Vnei? The question is, what is a Vnei? Is it part of the third Bracha, or is it the Siyam of the third Bracha? Either way, the bottom line is, this Kasha is asked many Achroyim. So again, we have two questions over here. We've given answers to both of them. But a number of Achronim pose these two questions together. They say, one question, why do we not mention something up, Allah Nisim, why do we not mention Chanukah, or Purim for that matter, in Alam Ichyot? Question number two, why when we do mention Ritzei or Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov in Al Mechia, we mention it in the wrong place? And they say the two questions answer each other. With Agdom, the short Agdom. The answers are, like I say, very beautiful. With Agdom. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in Brachos and Tefillas Shachar, that there's a short version of Shemini Esra as well, right? Shemini Esra is long. There's a short version called Havineinu, where we say the first two brachas, the last two brachas, the middle 13 brachas. We have a short version, two words for each bracha. Just like we have a short version for the three brachas of benching, we have a short version for Tefillah as well. And the Gemara says, Kol Hashana Kula, Amar Rav Nachman and Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula, Adam Mispal Havineinu, you can daven Havineinu all year round besides Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, you also can't do it in the winter, why can't you do Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, because you have to mention Matzah Shabbos when you daven, you have to put Atchanat Onu, you have to put in Avdolah into davening. And you can't mention Avdolah in Havineinu. Says the Gemara, why not? Why not? Why can't I mention? So the Gemara says, because you can't add another bracha. There's going to be 18 brachas, not 19. So there will be 19, not 20. Says, the kid says, I'm asking for a mazutra. I don't understand. Just put it in. Put it in as an insert. What's the big deal? Just put it in as an insert. Why can't you daven the short version on Matzah Shabbos? Because you have to put in Havdalah. The Gemara also says in the winter you have to say Tanamotos, so you also can't. The Gemara says, put it in. The Gemara says, yeah, you might get mixed up. You might get mixed up and put it in. But the Gemara says, but Havdalah, you won't get mixed up. Because it's right at the beginning. So why can't you do the short Havineinu in Matzah Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Kasha. Good question. Yeah. Now, we have a Kalal, in the beginning of Tilat Shachar, actually, the Rosh brings this shape of Haigoy. Now, when the Gemara says Tuvta, that means that what Amoira said is refuted, it's wrong. And we don't bask it like that. If an Amoira says something, the Gemara says Tuvta, so it's not that loch. On the other hand, if an Amoira says something, the Gemara says Kasha, so Rav Haigon says, that Meshabesha, it means this is a question, it's a good question, but you can think of the Rutsim as well. It's Labdafi, not Baruch. We're passing on that anyway. And in this case also, where the Gemara says Kasha, that's a good question, why can't you say Havineinu in Matzah Shabbos? So the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda in this case, answers the question. And he says, the Gemara says Kasha, but there's a difference. There's a Hezbollah why we can't daven the short version of Shemini Esra on Matzah Shabbos. And the Hezbollah is as follows. That he says that when you put something into the short version of Shemini Esra, so every two words is a bracha. So if you put in a Malkum Kodesh Dekoyle, it's going to look like a Malkum Kodesh Dekoyle is a bracha. Right? It's going to become a bracha. Because a Malkum Kodesh Dekoyle, every two words there's a bracha. So a Malkum Kodesh Dekoyle is also going to be a bracha. And they didn't institute it as a bracha. At the Chonotonu, there's a shitter in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds that you do have Havdalah and Matzah Shabbos as a bracha. But we pass it, you don't do it as a bracha. So Bameila, you can't put it into Havineinu, because if you put it into the short version, which is Esra, it's going to become a bracha. That is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So say these Achronim, say a tribute to Rabbi Chaim and to others, that if so, it works perfectly. You can't mention Al Nisim in Me'ein Shalish. Why? Because Al Nisim is not a bracha. And this was Askara to mention, you mentioned Al Nisim in Benching, but if you put it into Me'ein Shalosh, if you mention Chanukah in Me'ein Shalosh, it'll become another bracha. So you can't put it in. Why? Because it's not supposed to be a bracha. So you can't put it in. Okay, good. Oh, so what about Shabbos? What about Rosh Chodesh? What about Yom Tov? The answer is, you know what? We don't put it in either. We don't put it in. We can't. If we put it in, it's going to become a bracha. It's not a bracha, so we don't put it in. So what do? We say, over there, you should like Chodesh. What happens in benching if you don't put in Ritzei and you forget because you forget and you said over there already and you're still before Kiyata Tov Meitin, you're still before the fourth bracha, you're still before Atova Meitin, you're still before Baruch Hashem, the fourth bracha? What's the din? So the din is you have to insert an extra bracha, right? What's the bracha on Shabbos? Baruch Hashem, Kedem and Cholam, Shenosu, Shavosu, Lemlucha, Amr Yisrael, Ba'av, Oysu, Bris, Baruch Hashem, Kasha Shabbos. You have to know the bracha by heart. You know why? Because if you get a benching, you're probably davening without a bencher. You're probably benching without a bencher, so you have to know about it. Yeah. If you have a bencher, you'll remember Ritzei. Okay. So the kids, if you miss that Ritzei, or you miss that Yalav Yavoy on Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh in benching, and you've already said over name, and you haven't started the fourth bracha, so then it's taka becomes a bracha. So therefore, when you're doing Al Mechia, you can put it in. Because it is a bracha. Al Nisim, Chanukah Purim, you can't put him. Because it's going to become a bracha, a short version. Whenever you put something in, it becomes a bracha. If you put it in Chanukah Purim, it becomes a bracha. So you can't put it in. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, over there, it's taka bracha mentioned. When? After Vinei. So Bameila, that answers both questions very, very beautifully. That on the one hand, Chanukah is not there because it's not a bracha. On the other hand, Shabbos Yontif is there because it is a bracha. And that's also why it's in the wrong place. Because it's not really replacing the Alav Yomer or the Ritzei, it's replacing the bracha that comes after Ovenei. That's the teretz that that Achronim say. And I can say about this teretz, on the one hand, I think it's too brilliant to be wrong. Yeah? On the other hand, it doesn't feel like that's really the reason. The Chayra, I once had I remember I was in a yeshiva, and I had a Rosh Yeshiva called Shaul Friedman, and another Rosh Yeshiva came to speak, and he gave a very beautiful shir. And I have to ask my Rosh Yeshiva, what do you think? So he said, it's good shir, it's nice. I said, yeah, it's good riftik, was it right? So he said, it was a shir, it's not a shir. Yeah? If it's nice, it doesn't have to be right. If it's a nice word, it doesn't have to be right. It has to be either right or nice. Yeah. And anyway, the feeling when you hear this word is beautiful. It's beautiful. But is that really the reason? The simple reason seems to be, like we explained before, that Balanism isn't mentioned. For some reason, it doesn't have a chiyuv. And it's mentioned over there because it's the end of the bracha. Like Shaar HaKadosh says, because that's the Lefnei Me'in Achsima. Not because it's some sort of, you couldn't do it, like a technical thing. Yeah.
There's still a difference between Havineinu and Alamechio. Because Havineinu, Taki, each two words is a bracha.
And over here, yeah.
we go on quite a long time.
That's right, each bracha is quite long. That's correct. So I want to explain is, it's not by mistake that it almost works, yeah? That it's correct, but to say it with a little bit of a different twist, a little bit different osius, and like I've said before on Hanukkah, that we need a Hanukkah miracle. With 4 minutes, we have to be able to put in quite a bit, so yeah. I'll try to do this briefly. The shayla is this: What's taka the reason that it's like a strange thing that you miss out with say you put a bracha? You're like a bracha for a mistake. So don't make it a bracha for a mistake. It's like a strange matzias, the whole thing. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is, and you learn the sugya with Rishayim, Rashba, it comes out. The pshat is poshut. The be'etzem, the chiyuv, every day you have to bench. The evish to make 3 brachas, and we add the 3 b'meitis, make 4 brachas. When it comes to Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos as well. So really, there's 5 brachas. Comes Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Comes to Yom Tov, you have to mention Yom Tov. And that chiyuv is another bracha b'emes. In other words, in principle, they will chayav another bracha to mention, like when you daven ben Esra, 3 brachas in the beginning, 3 brachas in the end, and in the middle bracha. It's a bracha for Shabbos. In benching also, there's a bracha for Shabbos. Better, normal. Instead of making a separate bracha, you can include the bracha in another bracha. Well, we don't mind what doing the chsima, but in principle, that's what the Rishonim comes up with the Rishonim. I mean, like in, it's not exactly the same, but if you know, on Yom Tov, you have to mention a bracha, a middle bracha, Shmei Esra. On Shabbos, you also do. What do you do with Shabbos and Yom Tov? You put the 2 brachas together. So it's similar. Over here, you don't put it into the chsima, but it's similar. It's similar. The mentioning of Shabbos deserves a bracha. The mentioning of Yom Tov deserves a bracha. No, usually, we don't make a special bracha because we just include it in another bracha. So it's called the Toika bracha. So you put Ritzei in the middle of Birchas Aretz. Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. So Mamela, it has a bracha. What happens if you forget? Now, if you forget, and you, when it comes always, if you forget Alav Yavo, you can do it right after the bracha, right? If you forgot to put Alav Yavo in Avoy, then Ritzei, before the Sechazen, you haven't started Sechazen, you can do it right after the bracha. Over here, it can be done right after Bein Yerushalayim. Right after Bein Yerushalayim, you can still mention Shabbos. Norbos. If it's a middle of Bein Yerushalayim, then it needs a bracha. Because it's a bracha. But if it's afterwards, it's not included in the bracha, so you have to now recreate the bracha. You have to do a bracha to the beginning, bracha to the end. It's not pshat that there's a new bracha. Always mentioning Shabbos as a bracha, but usually it's kol that's included in another bracha. And over here, it is its own bracha. So the Mela, essentially what comes out is that everything is correct. Everything is correct. The fact, it's 100% true, that the reason why it's not mentioned in Balanism isn't mentioned is because it's not a bracha. But it's not like a technicality. It's not a bracha, therefore, and this answers your question also. It's not a technicality, you can't mention it because it's going to look like a bracha, it'll feel like a bracha, and the Chum couldn't work out a way to mention it. The vort is that because it's not a bracha, that means why don't we make up with a bracha? Because it's not really a bracha. Even when you mention it in Noed Elecho, in Brichas Aretz, it's not a bracha, it's just a mention. And if it's a mention, it doesn't deserve to be in Main Shalish. So it doesn't deserve to be in Avineinu. Something which is not a bracha, and that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda means. Something which is not a bracha, if it's mentioned, then it's a bracha, because it's a short, what are we putting into Alamechio? A short version of all the brachas. And something, therefore, something which is a bracha deserves to be there. Something which is not a bracha doesn't deserve to be there. So when it comes to Chanukah, it's not a bracha. So Mele doesn't deserve to be there. It's you mentioned, there's many details you mentioned, like before, which isn't crucial. We don't mention Noyid Elecha, we don't mention Noyid Elecha because it's not crucial. And for the same reason, we don't thank Hashem for the Nisim because it's not crucial. So it's true that it's like Rabbeinu Yonah says, but it's not like a technical thing that you can't put it in. It's the Havana of Rabbeinu Yonah. That something which isn't a bracha doesn't deserve to be there. So Mele also doesn't deserve to be there. And that's also the reason why it's later. It's taka true they say that it's later because it really is a bracha. That's true. The reason it's later is because usually we have to put it in the middle of the Yerushalayim because it's a bracha. However, because it has to be included in a bracha. Over here you can include it in a bracha right after Yerushalayim. So you don't have to stick it in as we say Yerushalayim. It can be as we finish Yerushalayim. It also mentions Shabbos. And it's already included in a bracha because that makes it a short bracha. I wish I had time to explain it more, but I wish you all afraid of the Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cash out.